Hello. Welcome to this episode of Nobody Asked. I'm Kyler Johnson, and on today's episode, I'm asking, what if YouTube shut down without warning? YouTube. It's the platform that many of us Gen Zers have grown up with. YouTube was founded on Valentine's Day back in 2005, and if I think about it, that kind of explains why I'm single. YouTube gave me such a special Valentine's Day that year. I won't go into detail, but let's just say I've been in love ever since. I do wish that I could actually say I was on YouTube the first day it was launched, but I wasn't. And back in 2008, before YouTube was even 2 years old, Google bought the platform for $1.65 billion, which is not a lot of money at all. I mean, we all totally have that in our bank accounts. No. The platform is so much bigger and it's worth even more than that. And by doing research for this episode, I couldn't get exact numbers because Google kind of keeps YouTube's revenue on the DL, but some people estimate it upwards of $6 billion. $6 billion. Ugh, that's a lot of money. Just kidding, that's nothing. I will say this though. I personally do think that the golden age of YouTube is over. The platform just isn't what it used to be. There are so many new rules, regulations, and changes, and content creators have gotten pissed. And as a matter of fact, just in the last few weeks, YouTube has been called out by its content creators for wanting to remove the verified checkmark from certain channels which currently have it. YouTube thought it would be smart to only give the verified checkmark to channels that are super popular, and that is just so messed up. YouTube gave you the checkmark, and now they're going to take it away from you because you're not popular enough? As content creators, that's one of the biggest things I think we aspire to achieve, no matter if it's on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. We all want that checkmark, that blue, beautiful checkmark that's like, hey, we're legit, and it makes you feel kind of cool. I can't say that I'll ever have one of those, maybe someday, but it's just something I think we all would love to have. So for the fact that YouTube wanted to take it away from people that have been given it, not a good idea. And actually, within days of recording this episode, YouTube CEO put out a series of tweets saying, hey, we're not going to do that. So people can relax, especially content creators can relax a little bit because YouTube's backing off. Anyway, what if this huge internet empire fell and it shut down without any warning? I mean, it can be assumed that many of us will be super sad and might not know what to do with our free time. I'll be one of those people. I spend quite a few hours every day on YouTube, and so do other people. I think it's safe to assume that websites or streaming services like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Video will see a huge influx of streaming traffic. And you know what? I'll add Vimeo to the list too. If we're going to be completely honest, I bet if YouTube shut down, the team at Vimeo is probably going to be popping bottles of champagne. They're going to be excited because they're going to be like, we're taking over now. As a viewer and to all the other viewers out there, I know we'll be super saddened and kind of bored, but the creators on YouTube that we watch and love will have it so much worse. For many, YouTube is their job. It's how they make money, it's how they pay their bills, go on $50,000 Gucci store shopping sprees. You know, it's how they live their lives. YouTube celebrities like Shane Dawson, PewDiePie, David Dobrik, Liza Koshy, FaZe Rugg, Jenna Marbles, and Jake and Logan Paul will all probably be okay. They have their own merch lines. Jenna Marbles has a podcast with her boyfriend. So they have some other side hustles where they make money. So they would probably be okay if YouTube shut down unexpectedly and that revenue source got cut off. And Shane Dawson even has multiple books out. So they might be okay, but it would still be a super bad thing. And I will say this, that some of my favorite YouTubers, I love Shane Dawson. I absolutely love the Dolan twins. Oh my God, I just love them so much. I love David Dobrik. I love Trisha Paytas. I watched such Jeffree Star. I love Jeffree Star. I love so many YouTubers, and I would cry if one of them ever messaged me or if one of them was listening to this podcast. Shane Dawson, the Dolan twins, Trisha Paytas, Jeffree Star. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm shitting a brick right now. And one other thing I have to ask, why doesn't Shane Dawson have his own Netflix series by now? Seriously. He puts in so much work for YouTube videos, he should have his own show on Netflix. Hi, at Netflix, let's make that happen. And hey, if you want Nobody Asked on Netflix, I would love to host a show with a live audience. That's probably not going to happen. Going back on topic though, other YouTubers who aren't nearly as big might be in trouble. After YouTube shuts down, I don't think you'll find your favorite YouTuber working at Walmart or McDonald's, except maybe Tyler Oakley, because he worked there once. No, Tyler Oakley's not going to go work back at McDonald's. And I'm also not saying that working at Walmart or McDonald's is a bad thing. I love McDonald's. I do hate Walmart a little bit, but if you work there, you're fine. You're making some money. All those content creators, though, are going to have to find another platform to jump to in order to still make content and stay afloat. And I think that's the hardest thing about being a YouTuber. You're constantly fighting to stay relevant. If YouTube shuts down, nobody will have access to any content on there, including the creators. Meaning, if they don't have their videos saved on their computer or a hard drive, they're gone and there's no getting them back. Sure, Google could save them on a server and let the creators download them, but would they? That's up in the air. We don't know. And back a few years ago, after Vine was killed off by Twitter, which is a decision I'm still pissed about, many of those Vine celebrities jumped over to YouTube, like David Dobrik. And now some of them are even on TikTok, which, if you don't know, it's like Vine, but it's not as good, in my opinion. I'm just a little nostalgic about Vine, and TikTok's, yeah, it's okay. With that said, it's possible that we could see more YouTubers jump to TikTok and start creating content on there. Or maybe they'll go to Twitch and start streaming instead of recording videos. There are a bunch of platforms out there. And one thing that I always think about, I think about the YouTubers who finished high school, but then they decided to skip college and do YouTube full time. And FaZe Rug, for example, did this. And I know there are other YouTubers that have done so as well. But if YouTube's not there and those people struggle to stay relevant, that could be really scary. So hopefully they've saved up some money. But if I was a famous YouTuber, I would totally still go finish my degree because that's something you can always fall back on. Once you earn that degree, people can't take that away from you. I've personally given YouTube a shot a couple times here. And you know what? Some of my videos got a couple thousand views. And for me, that wasn't good enough. I wasn't impressed. So I kind of gave it up and I turned to podcasting. Oh my God, wait. That's another option. Even more YouTubers could start podcasting. You know, I'd love that. Some other podcasters might disagree, but I'd love that because that would bring more traffic to podcasts. That is a win-win situation, folks. Podcasts are the future. You heard it here first on Nobody Asked. Oh, good old podcasts. Anyway, so if YouTube shuts down, Google, its parent company, would be hurting a lot. Like I said earlier in the show, it is a major revenue source for them. With it gone, that would definitely shake things up. And not to mention all the people that actually work for YouTube, not making videos, but the ones that actually work in the YouTube HQ, they'd all be out of a job. At one point last year, YouTube was actually down, and I don't know the date exactly, but I do remember this. And people freaked out, including myself. I was like, wait, I can't watch a video that I want. It was a stressful moment. And someone in America even called 911 to report that YouTube was down. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Pisces. I'm a dramatic person. But I don't think I'd call 911 if YouTube was down. In all honesty, though, I don't think YouTube will be going anywhere anytime soon. With Google as its parent company, they have so much money and resources at their disposal. The platform might lose popularity, and something new will likely come along, but again, only time will tell. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for today's episode of Nobody Asked. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review to let me know what you think. Also, if you want to get involved and help the podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com/nobodyaskedpodcast to sign up and unlock exclusive benefits. And last week, we actually gained a new patron. I freaked out a little bit. Her name is Nikki, so shout out to you, Nikki. Thank you so much. She selected the level 2 tier, which gives you access to the show's official Discord channel where you can chat with me at any time. And she told me that she thinks we're living in a simulation. And Nikki, I don't think you're wrong. But according to my Instagram poll, over 65% of listeners said we are not living in a simulation. So I guess that settles that. But you know what? Maybe you're all just programmed to think that, but we're actually living in a simulation, and you'll never know. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it. So until next week, see ya.